3 degrees in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. One rural mid-state community will soon be home to an immigration call center, offering round-the-clock support to local law enforcement cooperating with ICE. Adams is a town in Robertson County near the Kentucky state line. The Tennessee Lookout reports the terms of the $63 million contract say the center will also be used to help locate undocumented migrant children and develop new technologies for ICE. Local leaders in Adams tell the Lookout that they were surprised by the news. Some tell the news outlet they doubt their town of 600 people has the necessary resources to support the facility. A new company in Nashville is trying to make scripted comedies that can find an audience on social media. Zach Slingsby is one of the founders of King Jester. He told our midday show, This is Nashville, that the city's budding comedy scene is helping fuel their content.
It's not Austin for the comedy scene, which is blowing up, the mothership and all that, but it's a place where, first, all kinds of great comedians come through all the time. Playing Zanies, Bridgestone, there are great, very popular podcasts here they come in to do. So a lot of the headliners that we work with, we know they'll be here in a few months. We plan to do a day of shooting with them while they're in town.
Slingsby moved with his family from the New York area during COVID. He and his partners have also built a soundstage off Elm Hill Pike. Bungalow Studios opened earlier this year. Dalton Eatherly, a.k.a. Chud the Builder, is out of jail on $1 million bond. Eatherly faces a barrage of charges from a May 13th shooting outside the Montgomery County Courthouse in Clarksville. These include attempted murder, employing a firearm during a dangerous felony, aggravated assault, and reckless endangerment with a deadly weapon. Eatherly gained a large social media following from live streaming. News Channel 5 reports he repeatedly uses racial slurs and has gained the support of white nationalists who contributed hundreds of thousands of dollars toward his legal defense. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN.